Welcome to today's edition of Crypto Corner at InvestorIdeas.com. News on what's driving the cryptocurrency market. Hello, everyone. This is Sam Mowers here. Welcome back to the Crypto Corner podcast. For news today, PayPal is launching a USD-backed stablecoin. Bitfarms has started a deployment plan in Paraguay. And Wellfield has acquired an interest in Bosonic. Just before we get into the show, though, a quick reminder that if you enjoy this podcast, please feel free to share it or leave us a review. As always, I recommend checking out some of the other podcasts on InvestorIdeas.com. This includes the Cannabis Podcast, the Clean Tech and Climate Change Podcast, along with many others, all of which will bring you up to speed on the latest stock news and trends in their respective spaces. Right, so PayPal Holdings, Inc., which trades on the NASDAQ as PYPL, has announced the launch of a U.S. dollar-denominated stablecoin, simply called PayPal USD, with a ticker PYUSD. PayPal USD is 100% backed by U.S. dollar deposits. Short-term U.S. treasuries and similar cash equivalents is redeemable one-to-one for U.S. dollars and is issued by Paxos Trust Company. Dan Schulman, PayPal's president and CEO, said, quote, "The shift toward digital currencies requires a stable instrument that is both digitally native and easily connected to fiat currency like the U.S. dollar. Our commitment to responsible innovation and compliance, and our track record delivering new experiences to our customers, provides the foundation necessary to contribute to the growth of digital payments through PayPal USD." End quote. Next up, Bitfarms Limited, trading on the NASDAQ under the ticker symbol BITF, has initiated its first phase of development for its recently acquired 150-megawatt hydropower contracts in Paraguay. The company will be building a new 50-megawatt farm at Pasope, Paraguay, near its Villa Rica, Paraguay facility, and it expects this new farm to be fully commissioned at 50 megawatts in Q1 of next year. Jeff Morphy, Bitfarm's CEO, explains, quote, "Achieving high operating efficiencies while minimizing capex is an overarching goal in our global growth strategy heading into next year's halving. Based on our experience in this jurisdiction, Paraguay affords both low building costs and fast time to completion. We will construct a 50-megawatt substation to power a 30-megawatt air-cooled warehouse and install 20 megawatts of containers specifically built for MicroBT M53S Plus hydro-cooled miners, all of which are being purchased with vendor credits. These credits significantly reduce our overall cash outlay and will leverage cash-on-cash returns." End quote. Lastly, for today, Wellfield Technologies, Inc., which trades on the TSXV under the ticker WFLD, has announced an acquisition of interest in Bosonic, Inc. This was done through a definitive share agreement with Earth Corporation, or EarthCo. Bosonic, according to the press release, develops unique technology that facilitates the trading, clearance, and settlement of digital assets and digital asset securities, with a focus on eliminating counterparty credit and settlement risk on centralized exchanges. In a prior press release, Wellfield CEO Levy Cohen commented, quote, "At Wellfield, we're dedicated to pioneering advancements in the blockchain and decentralized finance ecosystem. As a part of this commitment, we are thrilled to announce our proposed strategic investment in Bosonic, Inc. This investment embodies our ongoing strategy to not only meet, but exceed the expectations of our high net worth and institutional investors at Wellfield Capital, who demand reliable and secure liquidity solutions from both decentralized and traditional exchanges." End quote. That does it for today's Crypto Corner. If you would like to be a guest or sponsor for this podcast, contact InvestorIdeas.com. Investor Ideas reminds all listeners to read our disclaimers and disclosures on the InvestorIdeas.com website. This podcast is not an endorsement to buy products, services, or securities. Investors are reminded all investments To hear more InvestorIdeas.com podcasts, please visit InvestorIdeas.com/audio. And a reminder, you can also hear our podcasts on Apple Podcasts, Audible, Spotify, TuneIn, Stitcher, Spreaker.com, iHeartRadio, Google Podcasts, and most audio platforms available. This podcast was sponsored by Aptech Payments Corp. Aptech is an innovative fintech company whose mission is to deliver a better way for businesses to provide their customers with immersive commerce experiences. For more information, visit aptechcorp.com. Aptech trades on the NASDAQ under the ticker symbol APCX.